My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling. And I love my girlfriend. But my girlfriend doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is gonna change all that. Welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone, hailing from one of the nicer parts of Coventry, weighing in at... Just give me a rough idea of how much you weigh.
I don't know.
In pounds, a rough idea.
I've got no idea.
It's Bobby... It's Bobby the Beast Hall!
Well, I don't think I like that name, for starters.
All right, so on episode one, I took you back to 2008, Ric Flair's retirement match. I'm sure you remember it well.
Yeah, I remember it, unfortunately.
I took, at that point, what I thought was going to be the easy route to making you fall in love with professional wrestling, and I tried to pull at your heartstrings. This week, Bobby, I'm going to hit you with sheer epicness.
Okay, who's it?
Welcome to 1987. Welcome to WrestleMania 3.
Oh, that's old. There's been loads of them since then.
At this time, the match was dubbed... the biggest main event in sports entertainment history. It's two apps.
Can I just interrupt you there? Because I always find this. What other sports entertainment is there?
Well, there aren't any, but this...
You should just say wrestling.
Well, Vince McMahon doesn't like the term wrestling.
What?
And he doesn't call wrestling because he wanted to appeal to like different advertisers and stuff like that. So he wanted to call it sports entertainment.
Is Vince McMahon...
Vince McMahon!
He isn't a character, or is he a character?
Vince McMahon is Vince McMahon, but he plays the character of like the boss of the company, Vince McMahon.
Yeah, but who's really in charge of it all?
Vince McMahon, but he also plays a bad guy.
But he gets involved in it.
Yeah, because think about it, everybody wants to beat up the boss, don't they?
You do realise that.
But you'd love to beat up your boss, wouldn't you?
No.
What's her name?
I'm not telling you.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you.
Would you beat him up?
No, but what I'm saying is that's like Quentin Tarantino giving himself a cameo in his film. That's stupid. That's so embarrassing.
Anyway, let's get back to business. Press play now.
There he is. Vince McMahon.
That's not Vince McMahon, it's Andre the Giant.
Oh, in the white?
Good Lord, what is wrong with you?
In the white?
No, that's Bobby the Brain Heenan. So this is WrestleMania 3. It's been dubbed the biggest main event in sports entertainment history. Two absolute legends facing off. The one who's making his way to the ring right now is Andre the Giant. Many called him the eighth wonder of the world. He's 7 feet.
Yeah, he is big, isn't he?
7 feet, 4 inches tall, and tips the scales at a ridiculous 500 plus pounds.
You just don't really see that anymore, do you?
See what?
Like in the 80s, if you think about all the films from the 80s, you get like interesting looking people in films from the 80s. You don't really see...
What do you mean by interesting looking people?
Like they had a bit of a thing for people that looked a bit different, didn't they? Like the man from the Goonies.
What man from the Goonies?
The man with the interesting face.
I've never seen the Goonies.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. The man from Mask. Have you seen Mask with Cher?
Oh, yeah.
He's...
You mean Jim Carrey?
No.
The Mask?
Oh my, no, Mask.
What's Mask?
With Cher.
No, I ain't seen that.
God. Anyway.
But so some freakish looking people in that film?
In the 80s, there was lots of films where people looked a bit strange and you just don't really see that anymore.
Well, the next person doesn't look strange. It is the most famous man on the planet, I'm going to argue, at this point in the late 80s. It is my idol, one of the greatest men to ever grace this planet.
Well, you know something, guys? It's been a long time coming, Jack, but Bobby is finally going to get to know the real Hulk Hogan man.
What year was this, did you say?
Oh, 87. Just describe what's happening right now.
His hair is awful.
What's wrong with
his hair? Again, you wouldn't see that now. Massive bald spot on the back. But for some reason, a society wants long hair.
Right, Hulk Hogan's the only man on the planet who was able to have no hair on top but hair on the sides.
That's awful.
Is it awful?
Quite shiny, though.
Is it awful? How are the fans reacting to his haircut?
I don't think that's in reaction to his haircut, is it? Probably in reaction to the fact he's in tiny pants. Oh, he's... ripped his shirt off. Always find that unnecessary.
His shirt was made out of a material that ripped easily.
But why? Just don't come out with one on.
Do you know, when you walk into a room, do you walk in and make any form of an impression or do you just go to your desk and sit down?
I go, oh yeah, anyone want a coffee?
Do you know what Hulk Hogan does when he walks into a room?
What?
Rips his shirt off.
Yeah, but what for what reason?
Because everyone remembers him for it.
But you're not strong because you've just told me it's from material that makes you clothes rip easily, so...
Every kid growing up wanted a shirt that you could rip off. I tried many times to no avail.
Well, I bet Maggie wasn't very happy about that.
I'm just going to pause this, because you know what time it is, don't you? Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
We're going to play a game called Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick, uh-huh.
I hate that so much.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it, dig it, dig it.
All right, so this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and you have to tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. And just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behavior, attire, and other distinguishing traits they have.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Gimmick number one. Uh-huh.
The Repo Man. Repo Man debuted... in 1991, a sneaky bad guy who got a kick out of repossessing items from people when they were late on their payments. Repo Man wore a black Zorro-like mask.
Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
Well, what would he repossess people when he was fighting?
I can't go into any more detail. Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
I want to say real, but what's the point in having a repo man if you can't repo anything? But then last week you said that someone licked people's faces, so who knows? I'm going to go fake.
You're going to go for a fake gimmick. Incorrect.
Oh, what?
The Repo Man was a real gimmick in 1991. He did dress and act like a Repo Man. I don't know what that's called.
Mind at the last minute. That's so annoying.
What's a Repo Man called in England?
Like a bailiff?
Yeah, but is that a bailiff?
They call, yeah, if you don't pay yourself, they come to your house and you... Oh, my God. You've not seen Can't Pay, They'll Take It Away?
No.
Devastating.
But you got it wrong. The Repo Man.
That's so annoying. What did he take away then?
He'd come out with like a rope and a hook. Is that? I think that was to like tow away your vehicle. There he is. Picture of him on the MacBook there. What do you think?
This is what I am quite interested in, these people.
What, you like the idea of these people?
Yeah, I think so. Because they're very obviously characters. A bit funny, I imagine. Are they?
These are my least favourite characters.
Why?
Because like they were too childish and I never used to like the childish characters. I wanted real
oh,
deal
yeah,
stuff.
You're so mature.
Anyway, you got it wrong, so there.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it, dig it.
So look at this, two icons. Look at the size of Hulk Hogan's biceps and triceps. Look at the size of 7 feet plus.
Look at the colour of his skin, that's more concerning.
Well, he spends a lot of time, oh, that's what one of the things...
That can't be real.
Yeah, that's it. That's his real tanner. He spent a lot of time on the sunbeds.
Oh, that's not going to be good for him.
What's happening?
He's picking the big man up. No, he didn't. You foul.
Key moment of the story there. Remember that. What just happened?
He tried to pick him up and he couldn't.
How big's Andre the Giant?
Very big.
That'd have been a feat of strength, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, you've ruined it again.
I haven't ruined anything.
Tell everyone what day it is today?
Yeah, it's my birthday today.
Oh, it's his birthday.
31 years old, still going strong, brother. But like everyone in the crowd, no one in that crowd is on Facebook. No one in that crowd is on Instagram. No one's taking selfies.
They'll be on it now.
No, but at that point, they're all just living for the moment. They're all looking at Hulk Hogan, not looking at Hulk Hogan through the screen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a shame that people do that. Like when you go to see a band and they film it. And I've done it, but you listen to it when you get back and it's awful.
Just a quick mention. We record this on our sofa. And last time I recorded something in here, I turned the fridge off because our fridge makes a loud mooing sound.
Mm.
2 days later, I get a text from Bobby saying, Ian, when did you turn the fridge off?
What did we have to do?
Throw everything away because...
Everything away. So annoying. Wow, who had to clean it all up?
Yeah, you did, sorry. Anyway, Alexa's going to remind me to turn the fridge back on after we've finished recording this podcast. Talk me through some of the things that you're seeing, Bobby. You don't seem very engaged in this, to be honest.
I'm just a bit lost. We all know what's going to happen.
There's nothing to be lost about. You've got Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant in a wrestling ring. It's WrestleMania 3.
Is he still alive?
Who?
Andre.
No, Andre died a long time ago.
You could tell that. What happened to him?
I don't know. He had giantism, so...
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
See?
See what?
You just don't hear about that anymore.
Well, look, if you've got giantism, get in touch at MadeMyGF on Twitter. If you've got giantism, prove Bobby wrong because you should be in films, apparently.
No, that's not what I said. They should be able to do whatever they want to do. But I'm just saying, you don't...
No, if you've got giantism features, you should be on the main stage and everyone should be looking at you.
No, that's not what I said.
Hulk Hogan still pretty much looks the same today as well, doesn't he? You've seen him.
I just really don't like him. And I know it's a difficult loop because you love him. I really don't like him. I think he's a creep.
Well, watch Hulk Hogan now, sir. Hulk's been getting beat up throughout this entire match, and now he seems to be making some form of a comeback.
Oh, there's a surprise. That's never happened before in the history of wrestling, has it? The person that looks like they're losing actually is going to win. That happens every single match.
That's what happens in all films that you enjoy.
No, it's not. What?
Yeah, you
name
think
one.
They're going to die or
name
something.
Name one. Name one film, actually, because you don't even watch them.
All right, then. The Notebook.
Right, what?
They get together again at the end.
Yeah. That's different.
No, because when you go to a film and you're going through like the real sad part in the middle, you know at the end it's going to come good again.
Not necessarily true. Didn't happen in La La Land, did it?
I can't remember what happened in that.
Didn't happen in Star Is Born. You cried at the end a lot.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, why are we talking about Lady Gaga when you've got Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant in a wrestling ring? This is one of my key cards that I'm playing to win you over, and you're not even bothered. You look like you're about to fall asleep. Wake up. Come on. Let's go. Sit up.
Okay. Andre's got Hulk in a lock. Oh, Hulk's hair is so sweaty. What? Doesn't that make you feel sick?
Wait
a minute, I'm confused.
What?
Hulk Hogan isn't bald now.
Yeah, he is.
He's still got long hair.
Yeah, with nothing on top. Bloody he just wears hair. Bandanas all the time. Did you think he had hair under those bandanas?
Yeah.
Hulk, if you're listening, it worked.
He's not. Just shave it off. Do you think they shove things in their pants?
What, at the front?
Yeah, like on, you know, they do it in like boxer adverts and stuff, don't they? Do they?
Whenever I have to be seen in my undies...
Right.
I will put one sock in there.
When have you ever had to be seen in your undies?
That time when I got a spray tan.
You did not put a sock down there.
I did, it was cold.
That is so embarrassing.
If I was a wrestler...
You're just telling everyone that you've got to put a sock down there.
No, I don't have to put a sock down there, it just adds to the effect.
Weird, sounds a bit perverse.
Perverse.
Yeah.
If I was a wrestler, I'd definitely put something down there.
They've got to have some sort of like...
Whereas I think Hulk Hogan's rocking real deal Holyfield, though. I don't think there's anything back down there.
I just feel it's a bit dangerous, isn't it? We had this conversation before about the protection of the testicles.
Yeah.
You didn't give me any more information as to how they do that, but...
Well, you know...
Look at the size of his thigh compared to his.
He's still talking about the crotch, or?
I said thigh.
Look, Hogan's dying out. The fan favourite looks like he's about to pass out. Andre's got him locked up in a bear hug. It's over for the Hulkster.
That does not look...
Oh my God, what's Hulk doing? What's happening?
What's he doing? He's just raising his fist in the air and shaking.
No, this is everything. Watch it.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's so... I hate swear. It makes me feel sick.
You stank yesterday. You said it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said you had to wash your armpits with hand wash.
Ian...
You did though, didn't you? What did you wash your armpits with in the shower yesterday morning?
We are not.
No, come on.
Talking about that on here.
What did you use?
Yeah, well, we weren't staying at home and I didn't want to bother anyone asking for any.
You didn't. You used hand wash and you lived to regret it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. What is this? Bloody hell.
Right, I'm just going to pause this again real quick, Bobby, because it's time to play our other game. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's time to play Celebrity Superstars, brother. So on Celebrity Superstars, I give you a list of characters or celebrities. Maybe they're from a sitcom, maybe they're from a film, and you have to choose which one would make the best WWE superstar. Get it?
Get it.
One of the films that you've made me watch way too many times to even count, it makes me feel sick even thinking about it, is Bridesmaids.
You haven't ever watched it. You've never watched it all the way through.
Yeah, I've watched it all the way through.
What happens then? I'll give you a question on it, and if you've watched it, how many times...
This is my game.
How many times do you think you've watched it?
Five.
Five times.
Go on.
Okay. What is the theme of Lillian's bridal shower thing? What's
French,
the theme?
Paris. are you gonna give me a ding?
Ding. No, that's really annoying.
Next.
Let me ask you one more.
Yeah, go on.
What's the designer called of the bridesmaid dress?
Right. I don't pay attention.
It's a huge part of the film.
I don't pay attention to details like the name of the dress, but I can tell you that they all pooed themselves.
Where?
Some of them in the street, some of them were pooing in the toilets, yeah, some of them were pooing in the sink.
Where were they there when that was happening?
At the fitting shop.
Ding!
Right, let's play my game.
You've not watched that with
watched
me.
Watched it too many times. I hate the bit on the plane.
You've obviously watched that with another girl because you've never watched that with me.
I have watched it with you.
You haven't.
So are you telling me that I could never have... We got together. When did that film come out? 2011?
You were with someone else.
Oh, sure. Anyway. Right. It's time to play Celebrity Superstars. Quickly, brother. So which member of the Bridesmaids cast would make the best professional wrestler?
Megan.
Why?
Easy. Because she's big and strong.
Yep.
And the other cast are a bit smaller and not as strong. I'm pretty sure she's part of, like, some sort of secret service or something. Anyway, and I'm pretty sure she's got a gun as well.
You can't have a gun in wrestling.
No, but you could have it as a prop.
No, you couldn't.
Why?
Well, it's a bit stupid, that, isn't it? Because if you're a wrestler, you could just walk in the ring. If it was all fake, it was like a
You're
film.
Telling me that no wrestler has ever walked on with any sort of axe or knife.
What is wrong with you? We're not barbaric, the wrestling world. No, we don't carry axes and knives.
What about that Repo Man who had the big hook?
Yeah, that's different. You can chains.
Right.
Fair,
oh,
Triple H.
No, okay, yeah. How sick of me to suggest that you can have a knife, but chains, they're fine.
Yeah, because chains
Ridiculous.
Are used for other things. Triple H used to carry a sledgehammer.
Yeah, so I'm right then, again.
Anyway, so what would her wrestling name be?
Probably something like...
Master Lock Megan.
Lock? Why's she got a lock?
Master Lock. It's like you can put them in a move. I don't know, I was going...
Oh.
Come on.
No, she's just going to be called Mad Ed Meg.
What?
Mad Ed Meg. She's a Mad Ed, that one.
Mad Head Meg?
Yeah, Mad Ed, though.
You know what? I quite like that.
Mad Ed Meg.
Mad Egg Meg.
Brother!
I just don't know how people stay engaged with it.
Are you not following every beat of this match?
Because it's not like boxing, where there's rounds, and, you know, you can have a round, and then one of them's won one, and then you get a drink, have a break, then you have another round. It's like, it's just one long... Even football is in halves.
So you think you should have a half-time in a match?
I think that there should at least be some sort of, like, thing at the side that monitors who's winning. Like a score or a time, you know. Can wrestling matches just go on forever?
Of course they can. No, some of them used to have time limits. But hold on. You've watched 1.5 wrestling matches in your entire life and now you are redesigning the blueprint.
I think it's stupid that no one's thought of that before. What's the longest game then that's ever been?
They're not called games. It's a match.
Whatever. What's the longest one?
I couldn't tell you that off the top of my head, but Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart once had an Iron Man match, which is an hour long.
Oh, my God.
That's on the list.
That sounds... No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it is.
That sounds like my idea of hell. An hour.
Oh, we go! Talk it! Oh, my God!
He picked up the big man.
What's happening now?
He's done that slam thing.
Leg drop.
He's pinning him. Did he win?
Oh, no!
What?
Yes, he won. Why do you think the crowd has exploded?
Because it all looks the same the whole way through it.
Right, Hulk.
God, that belt's a bit small, isn't it? God, they got bigger, didn't they?
The belt's got bigger. So
yeah, that's pathetic.
Are you not going to say anything about the fact that Hulk Hogan just picked up the 7'4", 500-plus-pound Andre the Giant and slammed him on his back? Do you know when you watch wrestling? Sorry, do you know when you watch wrestling in 2019 and they show you why wrestling's brilliant? Like, when they show you recap packages of the greatest moments in wrestling history, do you know what's number one?
What?
Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant.
Well, if that's as good as it gets, we might as well stop the podcast now.
Oh.
Can I just say why I just find it so boring? Right. One, it's not a real sport, so we already know what's going to happen, or someone already knows what's going to happen. Two, you can't compare it to a film or a programme, because in a film and a programme... There's lots of twists, there's lots of turns. It could go in all these different sort of ways. In wrestling, it's a 50-50 chance. Either one of them's going to win or the other one's going to win. So how is that exciting?
Do you know when Manchester United play Liverpool?
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 chance who's going to win.
Yeah, but it's real, so you don't know what's going to happen.
We can't, every single week, get stuck on the real stuff. Like, all of the things you watch on telly are fake.
But that's my point. There's loads of different things that can happen on telly. Someone could get back together. Someone could die. Someone could get ill. Someone could be found to be cheating with so-and-so's partner. You know, Coronation Street. The roof of Underworld has just fallen through. There's lots of different outcomes on everything else. In wrestling...
The roof of what?
Underworld. One person will win and the other person will lose, and that's it. That's as exciting as it's going to get.
Well, everything you just said was complete and utter nonsense.
Wasn't.
And I'm feeling really nervous about going forward, because I showed you on week one, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Rick's retirement match after decades in the wrestling business. And then I've just taken you back to WrestleMania 3 to show you arguably the most iconic moment in professional wrestling history. Look what it means to Hulk Hogan. He's standing in the ring right now, taunting, flexing and posing. And you've just gone on an absolute rant about why professional wrestling is rubbish.
Why don't you ask me what I want to see?
What do you want to see?
I want to see something funny.
All right, I'll see what I can do. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click 5 stars and then on write a review. When you leave that review, tell us what your wrestling name would be. We'll give you a shout out on next week's episode. So Bobby still doesn't love wrestling, and that's why we'll be back next Tuesday with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.